So that's two very symmetrical theories about the world that work. But if we've managed to compress all of physics into two theories, can we go one further and squeeze it all into one theory to rule them all? In other words, can we get to a theory of everything?
Catherine Fries is the director of the Nordic Institute for Theoretical Physics. She joins us from Stockholm now. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Greia.
What exactly do we mean when we're trying to make this theory of everything? What are we trying to do?
Well, from a physicist's perspective, a theory of everything is one that would encompass all the physical laws of nature. In today's universe, we know there are four separate forces.
When you say four forces, what are you referring to?
Well, we have the most important ones of our everyday lives. There's the electromagnetic force, so which includes electricity and magnetism. Then we also have the strong force. This is actually what holds our nuclei together. Our nuclei have neutrons and protons in there, and they don't fly apart because of the strong forces holding them together. So they're really necessary for our existence. We also have a third force, the weak force, which is responsible for many types of radioactivity. And then, of course, there's gravity. So today in the universe, we have all these four different separate forces.
And then at the Big Bang, when the universe began, we thought all these forces were one force, one single thing.
Well, as we go backwards in time, then we can watch them start to unify. So we do know that electromagnetism and the weak interactions unified into one single force, electroweak. And then as you go farther back in time, then you could also bring in, at least we think we can combine that with the strong interactions into what we call a grand unified force. If we could go even farther back in time, almost all the way back to the Big Bang, that's where gravity would join, if only we knew how to do that. That's what is really missing in our trying to build a theory of everything.
Why is that so tricky? Why can't we seem to unify? Is it just that we can't look that far back in time?
Well, that's certainly part of it. So on the theory side, there's a real stumbling block that, well, Einstein was already trying to get at it, but and we've made some progress, but the unification of gravity in general relativity and then quantum mechanics, unifying general relativity and quantum mechanics, we don't know how to do that. We do have some ideas. If only we can make that work, then we have some chance of approaching this theory of everything.
So in some sense, it's joining this quantum world, the tiny world, with the much bigger world, these theories of gravity and Einstein's theories of relativity.
Yeah, the quantum world describes very well what's going on in atoms and then in the particles inside the atoms. It works on small scales. And general relativity, we know how to use it on the large scales of clusters of galaxies, the Earth and things like that. But combining these two has proven to be very, very tricky.
Just stepping back a bit, what has this got to do with symmetry?
If we can, in fact, unify everything in terms of a single theory, then this would be a single symmetry, or mathematically speaking, that would describe everything. So we do know that's what happens when we write down grand unified theories or some of these higher symmetric states of the universe early on. But as the temperature of the universe drops, then these symmetries break. It's called spontaneous symmetry breaking. So what happens is the single force splits off into the four different forces that we have today. So that's a breaking of that symmetry that we had early on.
Okay, I'm with you now. And why do we really want to do this? Why do we need to look back to the Big Bang and before?
Well, this is something that everybody wants to know. Well, how did the universe begin? What was the starting point? And what is remarkable to me is how well we've done. The Big Bang happened 14 billion years ago, and we have a pretty good understanding of everything that went on. I mean, we have predictions for things that would have taken place 3 minutes after the Big Bang, and they're verified to incredible accuracy. But everybody's always asking, but what happened before that? Let's go farther back in time. And if only we had this theory of everything, then we hope that'll let us address some of these questions of what happened even earlier than that.